Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Two Post with Sister Amen. Are you with me, Sister Amen?
I am.
We are going to bring you some edification after an awesome day. We traveled quite a long distance. We're not used to traveling this long a distance because we're working our way north. And we had the gospel going out all over, stopping at rest stops, putting it out. Brother Aku and I had some great conversations at some gas stations with people. And so, yeah, it was an awesome day. Beautiful, beautiful weather. And so we want to talk about today something that came out of the witnessing. We're going to call this, I Want to Do What I Want to Do. And I'll just tell you about two witnessing encounters we had today and how we came to this title topic. We pulled into a gas station. A guy had his truck all unloaded and his hood up. And I said to Brother Kuo, you go witness to him, because I'm going to be on the other side of the gas station. He said, okay, I'll do it. So he went to go witness to him. Turns out this is a guy that says he knows the Lord. Brother Kuo did a great job. Had a long conversation with him. Encouraged him in the truth. Helped him some areas he needed help in. But the guy said to him this, I'm tired of people. Tired of civilization. I just want to go live in the mountains and not be around anybody. I want to do it. So Brother Kuo and I talked about that. And then same gas station. No, might have been a different gas station. No, same gas station.
Yep, same one.
Saw a guy with a homemade camper on the back of his truck. Walked up to talk to him. And turns out, young guy, him and his wife are headed to Alaska. He's way down in Florida. He's headed to Alaska to go do some kind of a tourist job all summer. And I asked him why he was doing that. And he said, I've always wanted to go to Alaska and do this kind of work. Mm-hmm. And so I was talking to Sister Amen about a topic like this, and she has another situation.
Yeah, this is just recent at the latest art fair we were at. I was witnessing to two women, older women, sisters, and one of them was actually listening, and we had a good conversation. And at the end of it, she said, I want to be a minister.
Yeah.
And I was able to share with her that that's not biblical.
Right, but pastor. Yeah. She wanted to be a pastor.
Yeah.
So we decided to talk about today, I want to do what I want to do, and we're going to go to God's Word and just talk about some situations in Scripture where people did what they want to do, and it didn't work out so good.
Right.
We can start right with Eve and Adam. I say Eve and Adam because I know it's Adam and Eve, but Eve sinned. God told her not to eat that fruit. She took it, and then she gave it to Adam, and he sinned, and he took it.
Yep.
They did their own way.
They did, and we see the destruction of it.
Yeah, the destruction of it. That didn't work out so good. How about Jonah? Jonah wanted not to go, and then he wanted God to destroy those people and caused him a lot of grief, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And then how about Israel with the golden calf? Where's Moses? He's up on that mountain. We don't know if he's coming down. We want a God to worship. And Aaron melted down their jewelry. They were quite the worldly people, pagan people, rebellious, stiff-necked people. Well, coming out of Egypt, what do you expect?
Yeah, they brought
and they were corrupted by Egypt, and they made a golden calf. That didn't turn out too good. Tell the sisters what Moses made them do.
He ground it up into powder and made them drink it.
He made them drink the golden calf.
Wow. Yeah.
That's something. So we're thinking about scripture examples of people doing what they want to do.
Well, I have a few that we don't have scriptures to.
Oh, you got some real world examples.
Yeah, like yours. No.
Other ones.
Like
Esau from the scriptures.
His birthright.
Yep. Oh, Esau. Yep. He was hungry. He sold for a bowl of stew.
How about Judas?
Judas. Yeah. Satan entered him and he sold out our Lord.
He did what he thought he should do. And then Paul thought he was doing God's will.
Yeah, Paul said in ignorance I was, taking part in people's murders. He thought he was doing God's service.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So we have a few with some scriptures. How about Judges 17:6? This is kind of our main verse for this topic. In those days there was no king in Israel, but every man did that which was right in his own eyes.
Yeah.
So when you don't have rulers that are righteous and you decide to do your own thing, everybody's doing something different.
Yeah, and I have Proverbs 14:12. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death.
Yeah, our ways lead to death, but the Lord's ways leads to life and truth.
Amen.
How about the rich young ruler, Mark 10:21-22. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, one thing thou lackest, go sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come and take up that cross and follow me. And he was sad at that saying, and he went away grieved, for he had great possessions. Mm-hmm. He wanted to do his own thing.
Yeah. Let's see, Acts 8:18-22. This is Simon.
Oh, yeah, Simon.
Yeah. And when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, give me also the power that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter said unto him, the money perish with thee, because thou hast thought the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent, therefore, of this wickedness, and pray God if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. So, I wanted to read the whole thing.
So much for once saved, always saved.
Yeah, right.
Sin destroys, doesn't it?
Yeah, look what that was going to get him, doing his own thing.
Yeah, doing his own thing. How about Proverbs 21:2? Every way of a man is right in his own eyes. Oh, yeah, we think we got it going on, but the Lord pondereth the hearts.
Yeah.
So the Lord's ways are always right. We got to make sure we're in his ways, not doing our own way. That's what this whole topic is all about.
Yeah, walk in the spirit, not the flesh.
Yeah, amen.
How about Peter slicing off the ear of the guard? Yeah. John 18:10. Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and smote the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus.
Yep. That was a famous doing your own thing.
Yeah, and Jesus corrected him on that.
Yep. How about Leviticus 10 and the strange fire account with the two priests? And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer and put fire therein and put incense thereon and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. And if you keep reading, fire came out from before the Lord and destroyed them.
Yeah, they offered him strange fire and God killed him with his fire.
It reminds me of the pagan holidays, Christmas, Easter, strange fire.
Yeah.
That God didn't ordain. Yeah. You have one more, sister?
I do. Luke 9:54. I'm not going to give it away.
Yep.
I'm just going to read it. And when his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, Lord, wilt thou that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, even as Elias did? And what did Jesus say after that? He said, you know not what spirit you are of.
Yeah, yeah, he rebuked him because they wanted to destroy people with fire.
Yeah, they're just doing it their way or wanting to.
Yeah, so those are a bunch of examples from Scripture. You know, we could talk about, just off the cuff, talk about examples. I know in my own life, if I do things my own way, more often than not, obviously if it's a biblical way, you have to do the biblical way, but more often than not, you're going to do it in the flesh. And if you're not careful, it could be, not the best way to do it. But if we walk in the spirit, we're always going to do things the Lord's way. And I think the secret is, the key is doing the will of God. What is good, pure, true, worthy, noble. Those are the things we're supposed to focus on, and not going off and saying, I think I like this and I want this, because the flesh can easily lead us astray.
Well, yeah, and that can even go to good and godly things.
Oh, yeah.
I want to do some of these good and godly things, but yet those things, which wouldn't be sinful, may take you away from what you really should be doing.
Ready? Not long ago, we knew a man that wanted to have a website. He had a website. His website preaching and teachings became an overshadow and was like his main focus. He ended up admitting it was like an idol to him.
Yeah.
He was doing that too much, even more important and over other things God had called him to do.
Right, and something like that could actually, or that or any other examples, become something that gets burned up.
Yeah, I could use one example. Young brother Akuo, he had a career college degree in graphics. He could have said, I want to do that, and his life would have taken a totally different direction. Instead, he laid down that career to follow the Lord, and now the Lord is using him in ministry, and his life has taken a different direction because he yielded to the Lord's will, not his own.
Yeah, I like that. There's so much more peace when you yield to the Lord's will.
How about this one? Speak about this for women. If women decide to do what they want.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, if women want to do what they want.
And men.
It's usually, well, I'm talking to sisters, but yeah. They usually don't want to cover their head and they don't want to dress biblical. They want to do their own way on it, and that's totally against God's will.
Yep.
What's going to happen? That's rebellion and sin.
Amen. Amen. And then we see a lot, like when people are in fellowship with each other, people don't want to submit to each other and submit to good biblical sound, either sound doctrine or sound advice and counsel. they want to go do their own thing, and that causes a lot of destruction, doesn't it?
Yeah, or seekers.
Yep.
We meet a lot of seekers who say, oh, I want to follow the Lord. And then when you give them the scriptures and say, you need to really ponder these and get right into them and get working on them, they think, I'm going to do my own way because my wife doesn't really like it, so I'm going to kind of do it a different way and maybe win her and bring her along with husband.
Yeah,
we see that, and it's just never the right way.
Yeah, there's just hundreds of examples we could talk about where people follow their flesh, they follow pride and vanity, they follow career aspirations, they follow family, friends, they follow their false church.
Yeah.
My church wants me to do this. Well, what does God want you to do? Well, they go and they side with their fellowship idolatry of their church building that's keeping false ways and worldliness. So we have to make sure as followers of Christ, there's a key, we're following Christ, which we're doing the will of the Father. And I remember when the people asked Jesus, what do we do? What do we do to do the works of God? And he said, the works of God are to believe on the one he sent. And if you believe on Christ, you follow, you obey him, you do what he's commanded you to do.
Amen. I love that. Yeah.
So ponder that today. This topic, this idea, it's true in your life. I'm sure it's true in my life. If we're not careful, we can do what we want to do. And even it can be spiritual things or things serving God. And God wants us to do this, and we get prideful, puffed up, or stubborn, and we go in a different direction.
Right, exactly.
One last example. God may call you to witness to somebody, and you may be fearful and go, oh, I can't go over and do that. Guess what? You're following your flesh, you're following fear, you're man-pleasing, in this case yourself, you don't go and do what God's called you to do.
That's not good.
Yep, so we have to make sure that we're always walking in the Spirit, doing what the Lord has called us to do, and that we're going to glorify him, we're going to grow stronger, and we're going to be blameless for this glorious Savior.
And we'll please him.
Amen. You got one last verse for us?
I do. Maybe not. Well, yeah, I guess it does kind of fit in here. 1 John 2:17. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abide forever.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Doing the will of the Father. So hopefully that edified you. Make sure your life, your ways, your every day is working, doing the will of the Father, not serving yourself or serving people around you above God. The great commandment, love God, then love your neighbor. Make sure you get those in order and make sure that you're pleasing God, following his word and his ways.
And do everything as heartily unto the Lord.
Right. Amen. All right. Till next time. Oh, tomorrow. We got more travels. Long way to go.
We got a big way, but
we're hoping to fly some signs tomorrow. We know an area we're going through that is good for a sign flying.
Yeah.
So we hope to fly some signs tomorrow. And good Lord gives us safe travel. We're going to get there.
Yeah. And maybe along the way, depending on what time we get there, if we got time. There's a store I know that's got all kinds of produce, and they usually have two great big bins full of discount produce.
So I remember that store.
We might pop in there and see that, but
we might pop in there.
Just doing my Titus 2 duties.
Amen, amen. And then check out the Ecclesia Gathering area. We got an audio from Brother Kuo and I, and I think, do you have a
Sister's Post?
A Sister's Post, and is there a new video up?
Up at the top in the
travel
edification?
Video. Yep, okay. Check all that out. Check all the resources. Adding to it every day to edify those. Hebrews 3:13. Edify people, even if they're long distance. Even if we're not associated in fellowship with people, we are still edifying, encouraging. And for people that we haven't broke fellowship with because of sin, our email is always there available for people to ask questions, to be edified. That's what we're all about.
Amen. Praise God. Yeah.
All right. Love y'all. Seek the kingdom of God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Till tomorrow, if the Lord gives it to us.
May God be praised.